Wow, that's a rainy day song.
There you go. Isn't that good? Well, could you sit on a back porch, a back screen porch in a rocking chair and listen to this all day?
Pretty much.
And just listen to the rain falling
off
the
patio.
If you had a tin roof. Yes, exactly. That's it.
You got to have a tin roof.
Exactly.
And if you don't, you can get a piece of tin, any old hardware store, just throw it out in your yard and let it pitter-patter for a little
suppose.
Bit.
I suppose. You're a redneck, aren't you?
There you go. Just throw your cattle trough out there.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Let it ping
Everybody's
around.
Got one of those.
Exactly. Hey, I just had a caller call in with some information about the frankincense tree that we were talking about earlier.
Oh, our first call of the hour, yeah.
Yes, and she wanted to let us know that she did some research for us.
Uh-huh.
And found out that they grow in Arizona.
Okay.
There you go.
It's pretty much the only place in the U.S., I guess. And there is a gentleman that grows them in Tempe, along with myrrh.
I've met him.
Frankincense and myrrh.
It didn't even click with me. Just here not very long ago, he was in our Scottsdale nursery. He's over in Tempe, right?
Yes, sir. He is.
Okay.
He's got to figure out how to grow that gold.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask. Did he arrive to your Scottsdale location on a camel?
Exactly. But you know, and it did just didn't. I didn't connect all the dots. He did mention that he was growing that and growing it commercially, I believe, to sell the product. But maybe he's listening. Maybe he'll call in and we can get his number and pass it on to this gentleman.
Maybe we're on the front end of a new trend here.
Yeah, and then we'll figure out how to grow the gold.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right.
1-888-767-4348. We're going to go to Tucson, bring Mary into the conversation. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, I'm in Tucson, and I have a desert sage in my front yard. It's about 13 years old. Mm-hmm. It's about 5 feet tall, and it's nothing but bare wood until clear at the top is the green that blooms once in a while.
Right.
I read in the paper that I can cut that thing down to 2 feet in March. Is that really true?
You don't believe everything you read in the paper either, huh?
Well, that sure sounds drastic.
But
to
you
me.
Can, yes, that is a fact. You can do that. You don't probably want to do that every year, nor should you need to if you prune it that severely. But that's pretty much what you need to do now.
Okay, I've got nothing left.
Yeah, it will rejuvenate itself, and you'll have a beautiful plant come April or May. Yes.
Whack it down.
Just like we were saying, pretend some of these plants that last year froze this year. Cut them back hard, and they'll be beautiful in a couple, 3 weeks.
And I know not everyone's going to do that. They might not know that it's a plant they have.
No, they'd rather go make a little ball out of it.
If she just left it alone and did nothing, what would happen?
Well, probably the same thing that's happening now. She just have a great big plant with most of the growth out on the canopy or the edge, and it'll bloom good. That's not as bad of a problem as the continual shearing of these plants and keeping them at about half their normal size and just shearing all the new growth off all the time, and you know, whether it's a ball or a square or a pill box or whatever shape it become. That's the biggest problem. Letting them get to their full size is better than that. If you want new luxuriant growth once in a while, though, every few years, even if it's not a plant that freezes and sage don't freeze, cut them back hard in the early spring and let them rejuvenate themselves.
David Levine, welcome.
Hello, friends. How are you? Let me tell you something. It's been trying to get on. And that's a good problem, but 2 years to get on, now I'm on. God bless. now that's the first one. The second one, good choice of music. DJ Thomas, Creedence. I love that music. Keep on playing it. I'll keep on listening.
All right, good.
But let me go. Look, how late into the season can I fertilize my plant? I got plum trees. I got pears. I got limes, lemons. All my fruit trees. So how late in the season can I fertilize those?
Well, you want to do them now pretty quick. I mean, they're starting to leaf and blossom and bud. So get out there today. It'd be a great day to do it with all this moisture. And then we want to feed them again in late spring or early summer, Memorial Day-ish, end of May or early June. And then again in the late summer or early fall, sometime around Labor Day, so late August or early September. So those three times, and you'll have it nailed down.
Now, if I'm going to go put out a fertilizer or a pre-emergent, something granular right now, you know, or both, with is the moisture in the ground enough, or do I need to go ahead and soak them again?
Well, it's probably not enough, but that just makes the ground already moistened. So the first thing we never want to do is fertilize a dry plant, because if we have dry situations, we put a fertilizer on, then we start watering it in, that plant is needing moisture, and it can suck that fertilizer up too fast, and you can actually burn even though you didn't over-apply or use too much. So the first thing is always watering or making sure it's wet. So nature took care of that for us today, even if it doesn't rain anymore. Then watering it in after you apply it is all the much easier because the ground is already wet. So you still want to make sure it waters in. So maybe put it on today. If it doesn't rain anymore this afternoon, then tomorrow or the next day, water it in good.
Now, you had started off saying that there's the list of what we can't do in the garden is much shorter than what we can do right now. It's a perfect planting season.
It's just about
perfect
time
day
to do
for
anything.
It.
Yeah.
And today at Harper's Nursery, you got a rainy day special.
That's right. 25% off anything in stock that you can haul home with you. Get out. You won't melt.
John Jay, thanks for joining us. We always appreciate you sharing your wisdom and advice with our Arizona listeners. Folks, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about tools you may be thinking you need. If you're a first-time homeowner or you know a first-time homeowner, give them a ring and make sure they tune in. If you're going to go beyond just the hammer and the screwdriver and you want to know what next tool you should add to your toolbox for projects you want to try and tackle around your new home or your newfound hobby of do-it-yourself work, stay tuned in. 9 o'clock, we'll be talking tools, tools, and tools.